This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, as promised, we are going to spend a good chunk of this show today talking about inflation, and we start by offering Thursday's news today. The January Consumer Price Index comes out 2 days from now, and it is no secret that is going to be high. December inflation, as you no doubt remember and experience every day, came in at 7% year on year. Now, inflation ain't going to last forever. All those supply chain problems and pandemic-induced demand surges, they are eventually going to go away. And when they do, those prices are going to come right back down, right? Right? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reminds us it is always best not to get one's hopes up.
Yeah, no. The answer is no. For most things, the price is not going to come back down. Restaurant prices, clothes, new washer-dryer, no. Laura Veldkamp is professor of finance at Columbia Business School.
When somebody sees that their businesses, the costs are too high, it's become unprofitable, they're pretty quick to recognize that and increase prices. But rarely does a person say, gosh, I'm making too much money. I better reduce those prices to solve that problem.
Sometimes businesses raise prices because they have to. Their own costs are rising, and that has definitely been happening. Holly Wade directs research for the National Federation of Independent Business.
Most small business owners are having to absorb those increased costs and compensation and costs for their supplies and inventory and products.
But there's also inflation driven by droughts of supply and floods of demand. We have had both. The chip shortage has just meant only so many cars can be made. We've had our demand surges for things like toilet paper or homes. And in general, people are just throwing their money at random stuff instead of things like vacation. Ricardo Rice is professor of economics at the London School of Economics. He says stimulus payments and savings also contributed.
Many households, having saved those stimulus payments, are now winding down those savings by increasing their consumption, which pushes prices up.
For prices to actually fall back down, we would need excess supply, says Marcus Brunemeyer, professor of economics at Princeton.
Given that demand was higher too, it's not clear that we will have some excess supply coming down the road.
There are actually some areas where prices might come down.
So it might be in certain sectors where, you know, prices really exploded.
Used cars up 37% year over year in December. New cars up 12%. Or energy, for example, up 29% year over year in December.
Energy prices are much more volatile. They're not so sticky and they come up and down all the time.
Things like rent, don't hold your breath. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.